Hey listeners, before we get into the show, just a real quick plug. One thing that you can do that would really help us out is go onto your podcast player, whether it be Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever you have, and give us a review. Even just giving the stars would be great, but if you want to leave more of a comment, we read all of those. We really do appreciate it, and it's a great way to just communicate with us. And if we get a lot of fun ones on there, we'll bring it up on the show. If you want to support us further, you can go to patreon.com/chatofthewild and give a financial donation to us. That is a monthly sort of subscription that gets you ad-free episodes and a bunch of bonus content. If you just go to patreon.com/chatofthewild, it has it all explained there. But that's all. Again, we'd really appreciate it if you go and give us a review. It does a lot to get us out to more people that way, and it's just a really nice feeling to hear from you all. Anyways, let's start the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Milk Bar. That's right. This is that weird place in, what is it, Clocktown, where no one goes to except for that one lady at the very end. And she's like, I don't remember any of that game. I'm sorry. Hi.
You just need an exclusive membership. That's all. It's just.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We have to like save people for that. You don't need an exclusive membership for this. Welcome. Hey, this is our little side series where we invite guests in sometimes, or we all hang out and share little stories while we, you know, drink milk off the, what is it? Is it tap? Do you have like nitro milk, Jeremy? Is that what you're drinking?
I'm drinking a Megaton Mule right now, which is, it's agave, lime, ginger beer, and milk.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that what makes it Megaton, or is it, does it give you radiation?
It's the like the hammer.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got it. I was listening to a Fallout podcast today. My bad. Hey, who else is joining us on the other bar stool?
Hi, I'm Joshua from Zelda Universe.
Hey, welcome back. It's good to see you again and talk to you. How have you been?
Oh, I'm doing great. There's a new Zelda game.
Yeah. How bad could it be? Unless it's one of the DS ones. Hey,
they're going to bring the DS back just to give us another DS game.
Oh, no. Well, there was an update recently to the 3DS hardware, but that's just to ruin everyone's good time. So, Joshua, how has the game been treating you? Are you enjoying yourself? And I don't know, maybe for a little bit for personal reference for us, how far are you?
How do you measure your how far you are in this game?
I don't know. What have you been up to lately?
I have about, so I do love the game. The game is great, right? It has surprised me at how big it is. I have about 70 hours played.
Okay.
Oh,
it feels like I have accomplished nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually finished, we'll just say, two of the major objectives.
Okay.
Seen a lot of cutscenes.
That's cool.
And know a lot of things that the average person probably doesn't know yet.
About this time, for me, in the first game, I was like, so I'm still naked. Because I don't feel like I've gotten to the main game yet. Like, I still feel like I'm in the early game, and I'm about at, like, 60 hours. So, yeah, I still feel like I don't know everything that I need to know. And I'm not putting clothes on till I do.
No, I mean, I had to specifically go out of my way and say, tonight, I'm going to go do a main quest thing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I spent, like, 30 hours wandering around Central Hyrule.
Looking for cherry trees.
I haven't even done that. I know it's a thing, but I haven't done it.
It's helpful. It's helpful.
If I see one, I just I tag a heart on it, and then I'm good for a while. I'll come back when I need to. lot of that. A lot of me being distracted and just tagging random things as I don't do anything at all.
I spent the weekend on story stuff, and tonight I'm going to go back to being distracted.
Yeah.
Brian, did you check your clock? Because we're as we're recording this, we're like over 10 days since the game is launched now. So...
I'm at 60.
See, I'm only at 30 hours.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. I don't... I swear I didn't leave my Switch on for this. I was trying to be... Usually if I like if I need to get up, I just leave whatever video game I'm playing just on. So my hour counts are not to be trusted. But I was trying this time. I did have like 5 days off in a row. So there is that.
I was kind of keeping track on my own before the Switch would tell me. And I had estimated 55 hours. And then the next day the Switch told me. And it said 60 hours or more. And that was before I had played any yesterday. So I'm guessing I'm at about 70.
Someone in our Discord was like, no, I can see how much you have if you go to trending. Here, let me send you a friend request. Tell me how many I have.
It's still such a weird system, right? Like,
yeah,
it's cool that they still do it. It's odd that they round them up by like fives after you get past, I think, like 10 hours, right? I think it just starts doing it by fives. And that's strange. I don't get it.
And then we had an issue with our Nintendo Switch subscription family plan or whatever, and I was like, no, the main person is supposed to be this person, or it's supposed to be under, we were trying to get rid of someone or something, but it like that double charged us, and in the process it like wiped all of my hour counts for everything for like the previous 4 years. So the only reason I know how much Breath of the Wild hours I have is because I knew exactly how many hours I had. So Joshua, is your fighting style or the way that you engage in combat, has that changed drastically in the new game?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from getting the horns off of enemies is really useful. Right, so like I'm finding myself more likely to go out of my way to fight things, just because I
agreed.
Like, I weapon durability never bothered me tons, but it would still be like, well, do I really want to waste all my weapons right now just to fight a Boca Blink camp to get an opal out of a chest and not feel like I really got anything out of it?
Right,
and so you would kind of still save stuff even if you weren't really worried about it. Now it's sort of like I'm more eager to just go fight stuff for fun. It's fun to just stick stuff on arrows and see what happens. And now that it feels like arrows are way more plentiful, so I feel like I can do that now. Where before I would stand up on a cliffside and just throw bombs down at things to avoid, you know, wasting weapons. Now it's like I just start lobbing arrows with all sorts of various fruits and such on them just to see what happens. I'm having a lot of fun actually engaging with combat more.
Yeah, I find that too. I found that like I'm still pretty sneaky, but it's a lot of wiping out the camp and then like leaving one or two guys alive and then dealing with them with like a spear or something, which is just out of character for me. Jeremy, how you doing?
That's exactly it. I've been really big on spears. And for whatever reason, I think Josh, I've said multiple times in this season already, this is the funniest game I've ever played. And even just the spears are funny to me because you'll have this monster coming at running at you, just like blah, blah, blah. And then I'm just like from 50 feet away, just going jab, 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 jab. And then it's dead. And I'm just like, yeah, keep away from me.
Yeah, I tell you.
You can make it funnier by putting mushrooms on your spears. And often the enemies will have mushrooms on theirs to funny back at you.
I haven't hit someone with a bouncy club yet.
Yeah, it makes it bouncy. Like, it knocks you back more.
It knocks me back more or knocks them back more?
Depends on who has the spear.
Say I had the spear. They bounce away?
Yeah, it bounces enemies away. Kind of like using a Deku Leaf, although that wind effect still exists as its own separate thing. But yeah,
with some of the items I put on my weapons, they'll fall off after one use. So the bouncy mushroom just stays on there.
I don't know if it's one use. It does wear off and it breaks off quickly as a consumable attachment.
Let's say that's just a thing. You just bounce them away and then shoot them with arrows till they get close and bounce them away again. Ah, it's so much fun. I'm engaging in way, I'm beating the crap out of way more things. It's great. They've found a way to get even scared early game me into the fight. Cause why not just, even if they're red bokoblins, I've still got arrowheads basically out of that. So.
Right, and I really like taking the monster horns of various sizes and shapes and sticking them on the one-handed swords especially, mm-hmm. but, when you just put two sticks together, it looks like someone duct-taped them together, but when you put a bokoblin horn or a lizofo horn on your little stick, it turns into, a really cool dagger.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, what happens if I put the fire lizofo horn on here, and now I have a little fire dagger, and... So I've had fun just experimenting with that, and it doesn't feel wasteful because even if I don't like the weapon in the end, I got to just see a cool weapon in my inventory.
Mm-hmm. And you could either destroy it or just break it on someone's face, it doesn't matter, really. So as far as gear is concerned, I think I had someone else yell at me, telling me that there's more good stuff in Lanayru, and so I want to go find my hat. I still haven't found my bandana, and I'm very upset about it. But what are you wearing these days?
So I actually haven't found tons of armor yet. A lot of it seems to all just be hidden in caves, and I have found a few. I had a friend tell me to go back to a cave I had already been in, because I definitely missed something cool, and they were right. Most of the time, I've just got Hylian trousers and the barbarian chest piece, which is one of the few ones that I've found out. Mm-hmm. And then I tend to just wear the snow quill hat for a simple hat that gives me cold resist at all times.
No matter the altitude.
Yeah, I don't really like covering his hair with a hood or a hat, which is weird for Link because he's always had a hat traditionally, mm-hmm. but I like him without a hat. So, as much as I can get away without that, but I don't have very many headpieces. I have the hood and I've got the snow quill hat. So
yeah, that's the one hat I have. I think I have a helmet now though. So,
oh, you know what? I have a helmet also. Now that I've thought about that, I have the soldier helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a fun afternoon. Jeremy, what do you got going on over there? I don't believe we've spoken about gear in a little while.
No, well, because currently we just wrapped up the Northwest area. Yeah. So it's very cold there, and so I have to wear some kind of cold-resistant thing for the most part. What I've been doing is, I know, Brian, I know you don't have to wear the clothes. I know, I'm aware. It's not how I'm playing. I don't like the timer. Out of nowhere, suddenly the frost is going to hit. And, well, also, I'm playing on pro mode, so it doesn't show a clock on there.
Oh, right.
So
oh,
I'll wow. just that be doing stuff. No, I mean, I love it. I love pro mode. I love getting lost, and this just makes it so much easier for me to get lost. Even though I'm half the time for Brian still somehow. So I have that. But yeah, I have the barbarian armor. I have found a lot of armor because I've been spending a lot of time in the depths. Mm-hmm. And when I realized that, Josh, I had said before, one of my favorite things about Breath of the Wild is the cartography of it. And this has that as well, even in the depths. Where really I'm just scanning. I'm looking at these maps and I'm like, there's some shapes here that look like there could be something. And I go there and then a thing comes up and it says this is so-and-so mine. And now I know when I see mine, there's a treasure chest in there and it's going to have an outfit or an outfit piece. So I make a point to look for all of those in the region that we're exploring. So I do have a lot of gear. I just can't use it right now because I still got to stay warm. So as soon as we decide to finally really move out of there, I do have a divine beast helm that I'm ready to rock. Yeah, there's some cool stuff in there. I have found some Zonai gear that I'm interested in seeing, like, how the whole thing looks. You know, I could put it all on, right? But it's really, you got to wear it, you got to move with it, you got to see how it feels, you got to walk around in it, right? You got to really wear it out.
You got to see how the skirt moves, mm-hmm. how it flows.
So I'm still waiting to see that. But right now, yeah, I've got two of the let's see, what do we have here? The Snowquill trousers and the Snowquill headdress with Barbarian chest piece. Because I got to balance it out. Oh, it's so cold, but I'm still going to have bare chest.
That's exactly what I did, except I never bought the Snowquill trousers. I just used the ones from the Star Zone that had cold resist.
Mm-hmm. These ones have, I believe it's one more defense on it, though. No?
Yeah, it does. It has one more defense on it.
Yeah, so there was that, yeah.
I just played hard. Okay. Mode. It's okay. I'm a little surprised to hear about the depths having armor. I haven't found anything. I found mines.
Yeah, I've been to mines.
The chests just had, like, the crystallized charges in them.
I have found some of those, too. I guess I shouldn't say every single one has it. Some have the charges, but yes, there are some. There's armor in there, too.
It was like there was like 20 crystalline charges in one. I felt like a god.
That's a cool.
I found
reward.
Two of those in like 10 minutes apart last night.
Yeah. Nice.
Man, yeah, being down in the depths is a lot of fun. I don't want to talk about it too much since episode 3 will be out by the time everyone hears this. But what would you say if you had any hot tips for the people out there, Joshua? Like, what's your favorite exploit, at least at the moment, or something? I don't know.
Don't underestimate recall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like very early on, I felt really, really smart. I think we've probably already established here, like, you don't get the paraglider immediately, right? You have to. I wandered around for 2 or 3 hours without it.
Yeah.
I got to a shrine that I think was supposed to require it. You know, the official way was supposed to require it. I did it without it, using recall to make my own Super Mario moving platforms out of stuff.
Love
right?
It. I love it.
Is that the one with the fans?
Yep.
Yep. Nice.
And so, just remembering that recall is not just for making gears go backwards. It's not just for things that already exist in the world. Like, you can pick up anything you want, move it around arbitrarily all through the air, and then hit recall on it. And like this, I like the Super Mario comparison. It's like you can literally make a thing, make them move however you want, and then start using them to jump across them.
Yeah.
Or to just give yourself a lift if you don't have enough stamina to get up the mountain. Get a piece of wood and give yourself a little bit of a boost first. Or pull something out of your pocket if you have the Zonai capsule, the little wing thing. Just lift it up and down again. I've also used that to keep vehicles with me for a very long time. If you build a car and it tumbles down the mountain, just use recall and get it back up the mountain and grab it, and you know you can do that. Recall seems to have almost no range. It's just if it's on the screen, it works.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter how far down the mountain it is, as long as down the mountain doesn't mean it's on the surface and you're in the sky. That won't work. but don't underestimate recall. I think a lot of people see it and it's like, that's just not, it's not, doesn't inspire me. It's not that special.
Yeah.
It's not important. I'm going to go build a mech or whatever, but don't forget recall. It's very cool.
That is very true.
I saw, so two things with the recall that I saw that blew my mind is someone made sort of this dangerous, I think they just like took like a little spike wall thing that they have, attach it to a thing, and then use the movement around and just moved it all different places and rotated it. Then a big enemy came by and they did recall and it just started spinning around and hitting them and doing damage to them. I also saw someone throw like a rock really far down on a hill near a Korok. They then attached that rock to the Korok, did recall, and it launched the Korok all the way up the mountain.
That's pretty cool.
That's good.
Like, that's literally what I was doing with vehicles. I was making little cars and driving them around the depths and then I would tumble down a mountain, or I needed to get back up a mountain, and I couldn't drive up it. I'd have to throw the car up the mountain with my hand, let it fall, climb the mountain, and then hit recall to get it back up. But yeah, it's the same thing. That, you do that with the Koroks just to solve puzzles or to torture them, either way.
No! I don't like the Korok torture!
Just don't think of it as torture.
I don't really like it either, but I accept it is happening, and the tools have enabled it.
The worst thing I've done is stuck their face to a board, okay? It's fine. I haven't actually, like, put 12 of them around a wheel and driven around for 12 hours.
Oh, no, I haven't done anything like that. I saw one early on that I needed to get over a river. I stuck it to a wing and then put a rocket on the wing. And I was going to ride it across the river nicely, but it was the first rocket I'd ever used, and I did not realize how fast it was going to go. And the wing was angled ever so slightly down toward the river, and we just went straight into the river.
Man.
You got to be careful with those rockets. You should just put the Korok on the rocket, and yes. Then you're good.
That feels right? More like torture.
That's safe. drowning kind of sucks, though.
It does. It was accidental drowning, though.
If you're still working towards getting them what they're asking you to do, it's not torture. It's when you go out of the way and are like, I'm going to crucify you and I'm going to take you around the town and show everybody. That's torture.
Hear ye, hear ye. He tried to steal a rupee from me.
Shame.
I showed him. I don't know, Jeremy, you got anything?
We're taking our time with it. So as we're recording this, we did just get done with the first temple, which, chef's kiss. So cool. I haven't necessarily learned too many more things outside of, spend some time in those caves because you never know what you're going to find in those, and getting the gear is good. I have gone out of my way to do a lot of exploring and really push the boundaries of reaching some islands that I thought were impossible, but really it's just, especially if you're doing the Rito thing, go all the way up to the top of there, fill yourself up with stamina food, and then just glide out. It's going to take you a while, but you're going to reach some islands that maybe you weren't, that, would be a little bit harder to do otherwise. And I found some really good loot there. So
okay,
do that for sure.
I haven't hung out in the air very much. I'm more likely to be underground or on ground. I think I only went up for that skydiving mini game. That's the only other thing I've done up in the sky. Where should I be looking?
There are some very neat things on the islands, even though they seem kind of small. Sometimes I've still not done tons of islands, every time I do decide, I'm going to try and get to that group of islands, it seems like a really small set of islands, and then I end up spending an hour there just wandering around, solving one puzzle, and then I'm like, how do I get to the next island? Because they've given you a bunch of stuff to just build a way to get to the next nearest island. So it's been more substantial than I expected. I have done, like you said, I go up to the Rito dungeon, and that's a very good launching point. To get anywhere else. I don't want to spoil things about the dungeon if they're in an episode, but there are things around the dungeon that let you get even more height to go up more. It was very, very helpful. I flew a very long way launching from that point.
Brian, look in the Tabantha? Is that how you pronounce it?
Tabantha
region. Tabantha. There are a cluster of islands on like the bottom left corner of that there. There are two shrines up there as well. So there's two shrines. One has a really cool puzzle to get up in there. It's not like super complicated, but it's different than anything that we've had in Breath of the Wild. And so I was kind of surprised. I was like, of course, we have physics galore in this game. This is another sort of physics thing that we haven't done yet, but that's awesome that this stuff is in there too.
Yeah, any shrines on Sky Islands are just good. Even if you don't do the shrine, you're not into it right now, just activate it. It gives you a teleport point you can launch from, because then you just get up high instantly to get anywhere.
I'm more likely to go up to the sky to just dive back down than to actually
Get
onto an island.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe that's what I'll focus on this evening.
I kept doing that for the longest time at the beginning. I kept going back to the Great Sky Island and jumping off of it just to be like, this is how I'm going to explore. Admittedly, there's probably some things that I missed on the ground that once you get closer, it becomes a little more eye-catching. You know, these games are designed in a way that they're like, any point on the map you're standing at, they want to give you something that you're going to be like, I want to go in that direction. So if I'm doing everything from the sky, deciding what I'm doing from there, there's going to be things I miss on the ground, but that's just more game to play. That just means I'm going to spend a bunch of time on the ground now, and I'm going to go run around on a horse or something, or some supercar.
I had to leave Buttspots. Okay, so here's my one story I got. I was riding Buttspots, and I stopped in like a dilapidated village or something because there was just mushrooms and crap on the ground, and I was running around grabbing it all. And then I heard the Boss Bokoblin theme. He and like seven dudes had walked into town and were accosting my horse, and I'm just like, where did you guys come from? I didn't see any of you anywhere on the horizon when I stopped to like get some Hylian herb or whatever. So yeah, that was fun. I had to fight all of them, and I mean, usually I would have run away, but no, I want all your stuff. I like your stuff, guys. I need you to die.
I will say one other tip that I have: muddle buds.
Yes,
use those muddle buds. Toss them on the biggest guy. Just and then step back and then just walk away.
Best friend muddle buds.
Yeah, the status effects from items have been way more useful than I expected. I didn't expect confusing to be interesting. I didn't expect the smoke screen to actually be that helpful. But I mean, I've used the puff shrooms and then sneak striked like the whole Bokoblin camp.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's pretty good. When I'm low on muddle buds, I'll be like, oh, wait, I have puff shrooms. Yay! Oh, I should have used it on that Lionel that killed me. Oh, I got to go kill him now. Yeah, really upset about that. Really upset that I took an L to a blue Lionel. There's no excuse for that. So, I think the bartender's trying to kick us out, but I don't know.
I thought you were the bartender. I'm confused about this RP right now.
I'm drinking the milk. I'm sitting here. Telma's behind the bar. I don't know who the bartender is in Majora's Mask. It's your game. before he makes us leave, Joshua, what are you up to these days? What do you have to tell the people about?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm spending most of my time writing guides for Zelda Universe right now. We got new stuff going up every day, pretty much. So
I bet.
In fact, I wrote a guide for the dungeon you did the day after I did it, about a week ago. I mean, ZeldaUniverse.net.
Hylia bless you.
Everything I'm spending my time on lately. I know. Yes. I got other websites that you know about, but they're a little bit neglected at the moment.
Ah, well, you know.
Only because there's a new Zelda game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life's crazy. Jeremy.
Hi.
What do we have to plug?
I mean, Chat of the Wild. I'll reiterate, if you're listening to this and you have not given us a review on any of your podcaster programs, we would really appreciate that. That is really helpful for us. And you don't have to pay anything for it, too. That's just a free thing. So do that.
Really nice.
It'll be great.
Also, we have a panel to plug, right?
Sure. I guess we can kind of say here, I'm still working on it, but we're going to be...
Do we know what time, though?
No.
We still don't even know what time. Okay.
We'll say some more times later, but or whenever it is. But we're going to be, performing at Zelda Creator Con.
Hooray!
That'll be going on between June 9th and 11th. We'll be doing something between the 10th and 11th. I don't know if I want to announce exactly what it is yet because I'm still working on it, but it's different than what we normally do, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And also there's going to be some audience participation. So if you want to join in on that, look for it. And I guess we'll try to get a link in here as well so you can get some more information about Zelda Creator Con.
I'm also doing another panel the week before that at GDQ. That will not be anywhere you can watch it live, But there will be a VOD on YouTube that we can link to see. So yeah, we will be Need for Speed Running. My podcast is doing a co-panel with Dear PB, that podcast. So two speedrun podcasts in one place. I guess the panel right before ours is going to be a Price is Right game. And I'm guessing it's like used video games and you gotta like guess how much they, dude, I kind of want to go, like, I kind of want to go sit in and like see if I can get in on that. Cause that sounds like fun. But anyway, we have been Chat of the Wild. Thank you so much for listening. Get out there and drink all the milk.
Someone take my keys.